This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama hosts Israel's prime minister at the White House today, and we have two reports looking at two longtime allies who've had a bit of friction lately. Before Benjamin Netanyahu left Israel, his government eased but did not lift its blockade of Gaza. Now, most consumer goods will be allowed into Gaza, though Israel will maintain restrictions on those materials it says can help militants as well as civilians, like construction materials.
That Israeli blockade came under sharp international criticism following Israel's deadly raid on an aid flotilla headed to Gaza in May. Netanyahu's visit to Washington marks the fifth meeting between the two leaders. However, the men are not believed to share a warm relationship. And as NPR's Jackie Northam reports, today's meeting may be as much about building their relationship as it is about Middle East peace.
When Prime Minister Netanyahu last visited the White House in March, it was during a particularly frosty time in U.S.-Israeli relations over Jewish settlement policies. President Obama reportedly broke away from their talks to have dinner, leaving Netanyahu and his aides cooling their heels. There were no photo opportunities, no public statements. Officials from both governments say they expect an amicable meeting between the two leaders this time in order to work on difficult issues, among them the Israeli blockade of Gaza and Iran's nuclear policies. Aaron David Miller with the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars says that amicable tone will be tested when it comes to the issue of Palestinian-Israeli peace talks.
Clearly on the Arab-Israeli issue, there's a divergence between what the president expects, because he's set his expectations very high and he's seized on the Israeli-Palestinian issue and isn't going to give it up, and on what Netanyahu can deliver as a consequence of his coalition constraints and also as a consequence of his ideology.
Miller says this has generated a lot of mistrust between the two leaders and created a lot of daylight between their policies on the Arab-Israeli issue. Still, the administration wants to see some forward motion on peace talks. At the moment, indirect or proximity talks between Palestinians and Israelis are being mediated by George Mitchell, President Obama's envoy to the Middle East. The proximity talks are seen as a stepping stone to direct talks. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. continues to encourage both sides to demonstrate that they will make the move towards direct negotiations.
Our role is to try to help each understand what the other feels it needs and to try to move them to a point where we think direct negotiations are possible. We're not there yet.
The Palestinians and the Israelis are moving at two different speeds towards direct talks, says Robert Dineen, who has spent a decade covering Israeli-Palestinian affairs with the State Department, the White House, and the National Security Council, and is now with the Council on Foreign Relations. Dineen says Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is trying to get as much specificity laid out in the proximity negotiations before he holds direct talks with the Israelis.
His fear is that going into direct negotiations without any sense of what the end game is, without any sense of closure or a deadline, will just allow for open-ended negotiations that go nowhere, that deplete his political capital, but allows Prime Minister Netanyahu to claim he's negotiating with the Palestinians and just have this strung out.
Dineen says at the same time, Netanyahu believes the two sides have been talking for nearly two decades, that proximity talks are a step backwards, and that they don't offer any real substance. Michael Oren, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., says Israel wants to move quickly to face-to-face negotiations.
The issue of moving from proximity talks to direct talks will certainly be discussed between the two leaders, and they will exchange views on how we can expedite this process and how we can move into these direct negotiations and then advance swiftly to an actual peace agreement.
All sides are playing against a time clock. Mr. Obama faces midterm elections in the fall. The Arab League gave Abbas until early September to take part in the proximity talks. And an Israeli partial moratorium on new housing and Jewish settlements in the West Bank is due to expire at the end of September. Analysts believe President Obama will likely push Netanyahu to extend that moratorium. But it all depends on how well the meeting goes between the two men. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.